The Wilds is the largest conservation center of its kind in North America. It's almost 10,000 acres of animal breeding programs, restoration ecology programs, and very fun and unique visitor experiences.
And it specializes in having a home for and trying to save rare and endangered species of animals, right?
There are 31 rare and endangered species at the Wilds, representing more than 350 mammals. They've had some unbelievable successes out there. For instance, in 2011, more than 50 animals were born. That included four southern white rhinoceroses. The reason that is so unbelievable is those four rhinos represent the only fourth generation rhinos born in human care in the world that we know of. They also had, over the last couple of years, two endangered Persian onagers, which are kind of like a donkey born. But and the reason those were so significant is because they were the first wild equids ever produced through artificial insemination. So through some of the different methods that they have there, they're not only saving species like rhinos, but they're learning how to save through technology as well.
What other kinds of rare animals can be found at the Wilds?
Probably one of the most popular animals at the Wilds are the cheetahs that are out there. They were brought out there just within the last couple of years, and they've already had four litters of cheetahs born within the last couple of years. So those are very popular. One of my favorites, because I just love canines in general, are the African wild dogs. They're also called painted wolves. They have giraffes, of course, zebras, many, many well-known kinds of animals, as well as the not-so-well-known like Przewalski's wild horses, Tawkins, which are kind of a goat-like animal from Asia.
One thing about the Wilds is that when you're there, you don't think you're in Ohio. It doesn't seem like you're in Ohio. It seems like you're in the African veldt. And you can see the animals not quite in their natural habitat, but they're not in a zoo confinement sort of area. They can roam all around the grounds, or at least to some extent they can anyway.
Right. When you have, 10,000 acres, you can build very large pastures for these animals. So you're not seeing any fence lines. You're just seeing vast grasslands filled with large herds of animals roaming. There are over 150 lakes on the Wilds property, and many of the animals use the lakes. And so you just see a lot of really wonderful natural behaviors. And the photography is amazing as well. We are very, very popular with photographers.
So when visitors come there, do they get in sort of safari vehicles and just drive around and observe the animals?
Correct. You cannot obviously walk when, an area as big as the 10,000 acres at the Wilds. So this is more of a bus trip kind of thing. And I shouldn't even say bus. We have open-air vehicles that make you feel kind of like you're on safari. They've got tarps across the top of them, and you're out in the open. You don't have any windows. Especially if you're a photographer, you're going to love the fact that you're not having to shoot through a window. You're out there and about. If the weather is bad or you think it's too warm and you want to be in the air conditioning, we also have safari transport, which is more of a closed bus system.
The Wilds also has more upscale tours using pickup trucks or a zip line. In addition, it has a variety of overnight accommodations. With a postcard from Muskingum and Guernsey counties, I'm Steve Hirschberg.